Hello, 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 and welcome to the March podcast of Two Dozy Broads. And yes, we are Two Dozy Broads again.
Yes, we are. Proof of life. I am Linda Strochain of the Mercury Academy.
And I'm Sandy Kleppel from Gemological Esoterica. And for any of you who enjoyed the dozy dog from last month's podcast, we are recording this from Linda and Gary's hidden lair in Minneapolis. So Blaze the dozy dog is not here today.
Well, that's good because I don't know how I could compete with someone who could run in a circle.
Run in circles that quickly.
I can't do that.
You can't even run in one, let alone six per second.
As I said to you earlier, I wake up in the morning, I'm taking bows.
Yeah. This month's podcast is about old age, sickness, and death, which happen to be three of the four sufferings in Buddhism.
What a delight.
Yeah. Oh, and fear. We're not sure where that's going to fit in
yet. Well, fear is an ongoing.
That's right. In the last few months, we've both ended up in the hospital, me with kidney problems last summer, and now you having had a stroke.
Who says that the feng shui this year isn't a little difficult?
Isn't a bit odd, yep.
Yeah,
it sure points out we're not getting any younger, my mother used to say.
A truer word was never spoken.
No kidding.
Yep.
So Linda, would you like to share some of your hospital stories?
Well, there are some things for those of you who might find yourself in hospital. Remember, please and thank you always work, and mean it. These people, yes, they get paid for whatever they do, but they never get paid enough. And whenever someone does something for you, you thank them, because it just shows the humanity and the back and forth between everybody. So just remember, it's not a shtick, it's an ongoing thing.
Yep.
You've got to be grateful. And I was. I went through this whole thing being grateful and weird. And it worked really
well. In that order?
Well, I gave little lectures on palmistry, graphology. I chanted as I walked up and down the hall. I was an ongoing festival of oddity. And they actually enjoyed it because I wasn't complaining.
I found that, too, with my kidney things, that as long as you're polite.
Yeah.
And even if something isn't going well, just, you don't have to put a smile on your face. As long as you say, thank you, please, everything is good because you're not complaining to them. My kidney doctor at the end, I gave her a stone, Lou Lace-Agate, by the way, Waters of the Body urologist. And she said, you've actually been nice to me the whole time. She said, most people are really cranky with me. And I said, well, you helped me, and
yeah.
I said, we might not be on the same page treatment-wise, but you've always been polite, and
exactly.
And I can do that in return, and it's made a big difference.
Well, it does. You recognize the humanity, and I had lovely conversations with all kinds of different people, and I decided, well, I'm here, and it isn't their fault.
No, it isn't.
They didn't come in and mess me up in the middle of the night. I did. My genetics got in
That's
the way.
Right.
But there's nobody alive I can blame for that. So what am I going to do? I'm just going to be
And the
glad
dead don't me. Care, so.
No, and the superpowers our dead have, we better not give them too much jib.
No. Look back at the podcast of the great aunties and the peach.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so. if you want to know how intrusive our dead can be.
Yes, really.
Well, yeah, but you've got a mother who comes back from the grave to teach you how to knit, so.
That's know. Only when I ask her to.
Well, yes, but I mean, look at that kind of a deal.
She gets to walk into my body and teach me how to knit. It works.
But then you tell her to. She's
then
gotta
I tell
go
her
back.
That she's got to go back to wherever she's been. I don't know wherever that was. So anyway, is that your hospital deal?
That's basically
that's
it.
That's basically it.
Another, well, I don't know, because I'm a little hoppy skippy right now.
Okay.
Remember to be now.
Oh, okay.
Be absolutely now as best you can. Be a verb, not an adjective or a noun.
Be in the moment.
Yes, because with a verb, you can move forward, you can move sideways, you're moving somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even backwards is a direction, because you can go back and then turn yourself around. If you're an adjective describes, a noun explains, and in times of crisis, people need healthy, fresh verbs.
Oh, there we go.
They don't need to have an excuse of, look at me, I'm inert.
Mm.
Be ert.
There we go.
That is it.
Be there ert. We go.
There we are.
Good. So next we want to discuss fear. And I've been finding lately, and I called you about this last week, and I said, all of a sudden I'd just be afraid. I didn't know what I was afraid of. I didn't know anything else. And you looked it up in the ephemeris, and you found that there was astrologically some reasons for just general fear lately. Mm-hmm. And then, but there was reasons for more specific fear in my chart.
Yeah.
But you would kind of come up with reasons why we might be fearful lately, besides the general world view at the moment.
Well, even though the Pluto return we're going through right now deals with the government and the larger world view, we each have a specific hit that we get from it. And it's very easy to end up feeling a little bit like Wile E. Coyote, where you're going along and you've got ground under you, and suddenly you're standing in the air holding up a sign that says, drat.
Yeah.
That is part of it, because we're all moving into terrain we are unfamiliar with. Mm. And sometimes the first thing one grabs is an old fear or an old problem, because it's at least accessible. Mm-hmm. And you know that even though you're not at the end of your life, usually, generally, that you have surmounted this problem in so many ways. So you're grabbing something that kind of has a resolution attached to it. And that is a part of what we're going through, each of us, is we've turned into a new alley or a new street or something, a new byway. And all of our behaviors and everything else haven't caught up with us yet.
Okay.
And that is a little piece of it. So as George Patton said, don't move faster than your supply lines.
Mm-hmm.
Move at a rate of speed that you can handle. You want to move a little faster than you had, but don't feel you have to get everything done. If you've got people yapping at you like the hounds of hell, do more, do this, do that, you have to take it at a speed with which you can work. You make a good faith effort, but you don't stop, because as Satchel Paige said, don't look back, something might be gaining on you. But you don't have to feel that you have to get everything done. You divide up tasks and everything into little edible bits, and that's one of the best ways to handle this. And also, with everything going on in the press, find something else to watch.
Or turn off the news.
Or turn off the news entirely. Yep. Find something else. Because your part of this isn't the same as the country's part of this.
We found when we were in Tucson a few weeks ago that just turning off the morning, like the Good Morning America thing that we usually would watch, or not watching the evening news. We'd watch stuff in the evening, whatever was on, after we got back to the hotel room for the day, but we stopped watching the news, and it was much nicer to, I know you called me about something, but we won't talk about that.
No.
But like I say, other than that, we really weren't paying a lot of attention, and it was much nicer, actually.
It is, and there are so many large shifts going on, because America's having its Pluto return.
Okay.
So other countries are having other things go on as a result. It's like one big plate in the Earth shifts, and everything has crack and moan and all that.
Oh, interesting.
And you have to say the us as a country versus me.
Oh,
as
okay.
me sitting here wanting ice cream or whatever it is.
I don't think you're into ice cream, but there.
No, I'm not.
You're not. So anyway, because of the fear, I started looking into which stones are good for banishing fear.
Oh, good.
And would like to share a couple of them that I've been using since we talked that have helped me. And just to let you know, there will be a future class coming up sometime later on this year on stones for fear and how to handle it. So that will be later on this year, but
good.
I don't know when. So not promising anything. So the first stone is carnelian. And this is, if it's heat treated, it's probably more of a reddish orange. If it's unheat treated, it's usually more of a yellowish orange stone. Either one will be fine. This stone can help push through fear and trepidation. helping one to become more courageous and able to function.
Oh, that's good.
By pushing doubt and fear aside, just like saying no, pushing it aside.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It might not be a good one for all situations because it could make you a bit too aggressive in a time when you, carnelian is, can be aggression. It can be really super high energy too. You know, sometimes fear is our friend, like when crossing a busy highway, you know, having that 5-pound carnelian around your neck, then I'm fearless. And, you know, the semi comes by and there's another Wile E. Coyote commercial or whatever cartoon.
Yeah.
But it sure can help through the whiny fears.
Oh, God, those are the terrible
whinies,
ones.
The whinies. Yeah, the whiny fears. Yes, yes. It also adds a lot of energy, too. So it does have a high energetic profile. So if you're tired or you're afraid because you haven't slept or something like that, really good for that.
Helps you be a verb.
There you go.
Huh.
See the first part
as
of the
podcast.
As long
as you're not too mouthy a verb.
That's right. As long as you got no big mouth, you were fine. Okay. The second one I have is banded agate, and that can be Lake Superior agate, Botswana agate. I'm generally talking here about the browns, the grays, the reds type of agates, not the pretty blues and some of those.
Okay.
This stone, it uses its banding to protect us. It's almost like wrapping its arms around you.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's putting a lasso around whatever might be making us afraid and taking and moving it to the side.
Okay.
So it ties up our fears.
Culls it out of the heart.
Yes, so that we can better function.
Well, that's good.
So I just wanted to talk about those two. Again, pick a color you like. Some people like the gray Botswana. Some people like the peach Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are really into Lake Superior agates, which are generally browns and reds. But there's a banded agate for everyone. And you could take some of these if you're having night terrors. You can put them under your mattress, between your mattress and box springs.
Mm-hmm.
They are safe to give to children.
Oh, good.
So obviously not little children who are going to eat them and swallow them, but children of an age where they collect rocks as opposed to eat rocks.
And then comes out the other end.
That's right.
And it comes out here.
Yeah. So that's what I have for the month. Hopefully next month you will be back at our house and we can at least say that Blaze the Wonder Dog is around.
She would appreciate it.
So from Don, who is sitting here producing, watching the computer screen intently, I don't know what he's watching. He just shrugged. He doesn't know what he's watching either.
There's a good movie
Yeah, there we go. He's watching something else. He's just not telling us.
Oh, one last thing, if I could. If you're having a really bad patch, a lot of people now have Netflix and other things.
Yeah.
There is great power in whatever you consider comedy.
Oh, okay.
Now, for me, it's W.C. Fields and Keaton and Laurel and Hardy, the classics and all that. But anything that you can laugh at will help your immune system and will help you in a lot of ways. It'll take you out of yourself. You don't have to worry. Nobody's going to think badly of you if it's Pauly Shore.
Don was talking about that the other day, how few TV shows are on prime time anymore that are comedies.
Yeah, you've got I Will Eat You, I Am a Zombie. I mean, that's not exactly laugh a minute.
No, we found a couple that we've been laughing at lately. So,
and if you've got something that you can have as a piece of humor, run with it. One of the things I did in hospital was make my list of the movies I wanted to see when I got out. And the first one on my list was Dr. Strangelove. But there are all sorts of comedies. And so find something that will take you out of yourself. And try to make it a laughing thing, not you sit there like I do with How Green Was My Valley and cry for 2.5 hours. But
No crying.
There's no crying in baseball.
That's right. No crying.
Exactly. So now back to.
Yes. Well, all I was going to do is we were going to sign off.
Oh,
so
we are.
Signing off for the month. So I'm Sandy from Gemological Esoterica.
And I'm Linda from the Mercury Academy.
And we are two dozy broads.
Goodbye.